Kwazi here. In today's video, I'm going to share with you how I reprogrammed my subconscious mind to make my first $100,000 in my business. In this video, I don't want to share with you just another gimmicky technique that you can mutter to yourself all day or you can visualize all day to get some quick outcome, but I want to show you how you can begin to think like someone who is a true creator of their realities. This is literally what helped me go from zero to 100 grand to even making seven figures in my business. And if you can learn how to think this way, I can almost guarantee with pretty much 100% certainty that your life is definitely going to change. So I want you to stick around to the very end of this video and let's go right ahead and get started. Real quick before I get started, I made a brand new bootcamp for you, the Identity Shifting Bootcamp, which is going to summarize everything that I talk in this video about, but also give you a five-step system to implement to create your reality, to grow your business. So if you want access to that, just click on the link in the description below and you'll also get access to other bonuses that I can't really share on the YouTube channel because of the platform's limitation. The link for that is in the pinned comments and also the description. But without further delay, let's go right ahead and get started. Today's video is about how I made my first $100,000 and why I had to work so hard at reprogramming my subconscious mind in order to do that. Now, if you know my story a little bit, I want to give you a little more context, so please forgive me if I'm going off on a tangent, but I'll promise to keep it as concise as I can. I started my business journey, my entrepreneurial journey back in 2019, where I decided to start up on my own coaching business because I was so dissatisfied with the norm of going to a job and staying there until you're 65, being trapped by some boss who wants you to do something that you don't frankly want to do. And you're just doing it because you know you need to make some money to live the life society told you to live. So I was like, is this it? Is this it for me? No, this can't be it. So then I explored and did what I wanted to do, which is embarking on this coaching journey and, you know, build my own coaching business. When I got started on this journey, I struggled a lot though, because I had a very toxic relationship with money and I always believed that money was scarce. And so reality would show me feedback that it indeed was scarce. There isn't enough money. Money's always limited. You should always hold on to it. And because of those beliefs, I struggled a lot. And I realized I got those beliefs from my dad, who also saw his dad struggle with money, who was a little too loose with money. And he ended up losing a lot of it. So my dad became a little more conservative with money. And then I saw that attitude. I was like, okay, being conservative with money is okay. It's funny how that works, right? Then I became very stingy. I didn't want to spend on stuff. I just completely deprived myself and I was just closed off. And by the way, when you're closed off with something, your energy is also closed off. So guess what? If you don't spend money, you don't bring in a lot of money. So that's basically what was happening with me. When I was scarce with money, I didn't see a lot of money come into my life. So when I got started off in business, my decisions were based around, oh, don't invest in this, don't invest in that, don't hire a coach, don't spend too much money, you don't have a lot of it, not a lot of it's coming in. So then my mindset, my mentality was, I don't have money, therefore don't spend money, become conservative with it, and therefore I didn't make money. So that was my subconscious conditioning. And when I got started, I really struggled making like 1 to maybe even 5K a month on my best month. And as soon as I was about to graduate and I had a job offer lined up for me, I rejected it and I just went fully into business. And that month that I took this leap and I promised my parents that I would make money and somehow, you know, be able to sustain myself through it, that month, I made absolute zero in the business. And that completely shattered me. And I knew I had to start thinking differently. Okay, so this is the framework that I used to start thinking differently that allowed me to reprogram my subconscious mind. A lot of you know that we can take certain actions to achieve certain goals. Everyone knows that. Massive action is the paradigm that society preaches to you. But I was taking massive action at the time. I was making 7 videos a week on the channel, trying to get clients and, you know, people just weren't interested. And every time I got on a call with a prospective client, they weren't interested. They didn't want to do it. They could feel my lack and my neediness on the call. And so they got turned off. Therefore, I realized I had to come from a different place. Who I was at that time wasn't helping who I wanted to become. So I was coming from scarcity, trying to manifest abundance, and that never works, okay? So here are 3 paradigms that I want you to become aware of so that you can become a master of creating your reality. So I have a circle here, and I have another circle, and another circle. At the core, at the lowest level, we're all concerned with what? We're concerned with having something, having a particular outcome or a result in our lives. So this is having. What produces having? What do we believe produces having in our lives? Oh, it is doing. Some form of action produces doing. Well, if we do something, who is it that does? Someone is doing, right? There is some conscious or unconscious being that's doing something. So at that level, it's being. And these are the three levels of existence. If you understand this, you understand reality creation to its fundamental level. Being encapsulates all of doing and having. Doing encapsulates having, and having encapsulates nothing. So being produces doing, which in turn produces having. Now most of us in society, we're steeped at this level of doing. Most. And most of us want something. Everyone wants something. Everyone wants a result. But not all of us know who to be in order to achieve these results. And that's what I realized. I deep down wanted to be a 20K a month business owner, but I didn't feel like a 20K a month business owner. How could I be a 20K a month business owner if I fundamentally didn't feel and believe that I could be one, or I was worthy of being one, or I can be one, right? I was just going about it, doing something, hoping something would change. And nothing changed. So I was coming from scarcity, trying to make abundance. That never happens. You must first get into that feeling, that being state of who it is you would like to be. When I started to focus here, and I started to ask myself one crucial question. In everything I did, who is it that's showing up to this? Who am I being when I'm doing this? Am I being the 10K to 20K a month business owner that I wanted to be as I was making this content, as I was speaking to this prospective client? Literally every morning and every night, I visualized how my life would look like, how I would be living life if I were the six-figure business owner that I wanted to be. When I started doing that, everything changed for me. And I'm not shitting you when I say this. In that month of May, I made nothing. I got shattered. I had to confront all of my demons and deal with them. And as soon as I let go of that inner angst, all of those pent up feelings, the scarcity with money, the fear around money that I was holding onto. And I just started to ask myself that one question. If I were this ideal self, if I were making 10K, 20K a month, how would I show up to the work that I'm doing? And that's from a different state completely. So every day, every single doing that I had was coming from a place of, I'm this 20K a month business owner. Every single sales call that I took came from a place of, I'm this 20K a month business owner. And as soon as I did that, the next month in June, I made 5K. In July, I made 7K. An interesting thing happened. In July, I took my first vacation ever with my girlfriend. I didn't have a lot of money back then, by the way. And we went to LA and we spent a week in LA. And when I was spending that week in LA, I was a little bit concerned. I was a little bit scared of what would happen with the business because I was a one-man army. And if I didn't do work, and by the way, that week I didn't do anything. And if I didn't work on anything, then my whole business would fall apart. I wouldn't be making any money. But I did it anyways. And that month, I still made 7K. But that decision to go on that vacation was still coming from a place of, hey, if I were this 20K a month business owner, if I were this abundant business owner, I wouldn't be doing something like that. Therefore, I made the decision to go on that vacation. Do you see what's happening? I'm reprogramming my subconscious mind by asking myself that question. Every decision is governed by that question mind. If I were, let's assume I am, then what? So what most people do is they think about their goals and their dreams. They daydream what it's like to have that. They don't think from it. They don't feel from it. What I want you to do is for the next 40 days or however long, set yourself, commit to a period of time that you're going to feel and think from this ideal state. If you were, how would you do? How would you act? How would you be with your parents? How would you be with your spouse? How would you be with your friends? How would you be with your clients? How would you conduct your work? Ask yourself all of these questions and get clear on it. The exercise here is assuming that you already are, and then what? Okay? And then what arises from that? So we're coming from this place of being. And if you just do this one exercise, you don't have to worry about doing some voodoo magic to reprogram your subconscious mind. It will happen. Your subconscious will take care of the rest. You have to understand there's 40 trillion cells in this body. There's an intelligence that you can't even comprehend, that the conscious mind can't even comprehend. You can consciously only do so much. The purpose of the conscious mind is to give instruction to the subconscious mind that executes all of it without your awareness, right? Like your heart's beating 50 times, 60 times per minute. Is your conscious mind telling your heart to beat? No. The subconscious mind is taking care of all of these intricate functions. And this is purely adaptation. And just like that, there's a collective unconscious which we all share, a network that we all share. And that's like a power that you can't even comprehend. So you just need to trust that all of it will take care of itself. And the real question becomes, how do we deal with those doubts and fears? I even made a video about that. So you can click on the pinned comments, the letting go video, that'll show you how to deal with the doubts and fears. Because as we're getting into this state, this ideal state, and we're reprogramming our subconscious mind, we simultaneously need to learn how to let go of the old baggage that's not serving us. Because the more energy you give it, the more it gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. So thank you so much for watching. I hope this was helpful. Please leave me a comment letting me know what you thought of this, if this was helpful, if you have any suggestions for future videos. If you're new to the channel, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Hit that little bell there so you're notified of any new video that I put out. And make sure you watch that pinned video that I made on letting go, how to stay in that ideal state. Guys, thank you so much for watching.